the next thing that I looked at, so not only does it matter knowing how many systems found the document, but where did they place it in the lists? And just to, I can explain that more also in the conference call if you have time and there is interest. This display, the way to read it is, so in the horizontal direction, we have the number of systems that have found the document. Here I looked at subsets of five systems, and I took random groupings of five, looked at the overlap between their results, and so I had results that were only found by one system, I had the results that were only found by two of the systems, three of the systems, four of the five systems, and five out of the five systems. So let's look at where the number five isn't just the word systems. There we have an ascending graph, and in the vertical direction we have the percentage of documents relevant. What that means is, if you take the rank positions, you know, where it's placed in the list, and we subdivide it into ranges, and what happens in Trek is you get 1,000 results back, so that's a very large number. Usually humans only look at the top 10. And if you subdivide these 1,000 rank positions into, let's say, 50 positions, consecutive positions, and then we look, okay, so if a document was found by five systems and it was in the top 50 by all of these five systems, what's the probability that it's relevant? And so in terms of the curve, you go more to the right, to the very right, and we can see it's almost 80%. So if you then look at the average rank position in the five lists, let's say, was it in the top 100, then we start seeing the probability decreases. And if it was at the bottom, top 1,000, at the top of the 1,000 documents, so let's say in position 950 on average, the probability that it's relevant is almost zero. Okay, so that's the way to interpret this chart. So what you see is, knowing that something was only found by one system, it doesn't matter where it was in the list, its probability of being relevant is maybe a little more than 10%. For if it's found by two of the five systems, as it is placed higher and higher in those two lists, it's almost 40% relevant. For a 30, that's spike gets a little higher, for four even more so, and for five, it's the highest. So the way you can interpret this is like a sawtooth pattern. This is what I call the ranking effect, which we'll talk about.